Welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thabrani and I'll be giving you the top sports stories of the day. So, another night and another set of Champions League fixtures, 8 matches going on and it's half-time everywhere. Here's how the scores look like. So in Group A, Basel lead Benfica by 2-0. CSK Moscow are trailing by 3 against Manchester United. Manchester United have just run ragged. Anthony Martial and Romelu Lukaku in particular. Lukaku getting 2 of 3, both of the assists by Martial, and Martial converted a penalty. Moving on to Group B, Celtic are leading by 1-0 away at Anderlecht, and this is a game they've got to be winning if they have a chance, if they have a slight chance rather, at progressing to the round of 16 of the Champions League, because the other two teams in their group are PSG and Bayern Munich. And in that game, it's PSG who are surprisingly leading by 2-0. Also surprising when you look at the spending they've done this season, but then again, it's Bayern Munich. And when you're leading against Bayern Munich by 2-0 at halftime, that is something. Is this power shift? Is this finally going to be the season for PSG? I think so. Moving on to Group C, just the one game here, because the previous match between Karabakh and Roma was played a bit earlier. That game ended by 1-2 in favour of Roma. Roma got the 2 early goals and then Karabakh pulled one back in the 28th minute, so all the goals were in the first half. But it's an achievement for Karabakh, I think, to score a goal, given that they were hit for a 6 against Chelsea in the first game. So in the other Group C game, Atletico Madrid are leading by 1-0 against Chelsea at their new stadium, the Wanda Metropolitana. This is the game I have been watching, so I can do a short analysis on this one. Chelsea started the game off brightly, surprisingly, given that how strong Atletico Madrid are at home. There was this one shot from distance by Hazard that hit the frame of the goal, and then this sumptuous pass by Luis from the halfway line way up to Alvaro Morata, who got his header onto the goal and was parried away by the goalkeeper. Chelsea were showing signs of promise until a silly shirt tug by David Luiz. So it was an Atletico Madrid corner, and Luiz didn't let go of the Atletico Madrid man until he went down. And I think that was a clear penalty. You can't argue against that. So it's Atletico Madrid who are leading by 1-0 thanks to the penalty which is converted by Antoine Griezmann. Moving on to Group D, it's all pretty goalless here. Juventus against Olympiacos and Sporting against Barcelona are goalless. So moving on to cricket, it was the 4th ODI today between England and West Indies, and before that the Ashes squad announcement was made, but I'll go through the game first. West Indies batted first and put on a surprising 356 for 5. I say surprising because I was looking at the score and they were about 40 for 3 after 8 overs. Then from there, Evan Lewis and Jason Mohammad built a steady partnership. Jason Mohammad fell after, I think it was a century partnership between the both of them. It was more than a century, in fact, 117 runs to be precise. So Jason Mohammad fell on 150 for 4. That was after 28 overs. Then captain Jason Holder promoted himself a spot above to number 6. And that paid off because he batted all the way until the last ball of the innings, where he eventually fell on 77 of 62. However, the star of the first innings was Evan Lewis, who scored 176 of 130 deliveries. There was this delivery by Liam Plunkett, which Evan Lewis hit so hard and that deflected onto his ankle and completely missed the pads. He was in a lot of pain, so Evan Lewis had to retire hurt on 176. So West Indies finished the innings on 356 for 5, and surprisingly, it was England who won. I say surprisingly because you don't put up a score of 350 plus and lose. Although England won by Duckworth-Lewis and they were 258 for 5 before the rain came down and they eventually won by 6 runs via Duckworth-Lewis, I'm still pretty sure England would have gone on to win because towards the end, the last 5 or 6 overs, Jos Buttler and Wayne Ali were building a really good partnership. Buttler was unbeaten on 43 of 35 and Wayne Ali was unbeaten on 48 of 25. So I think they would have still gone on to win the game. Pretty disappointing by West Indies. A pretty disappointing bowling performance, rather. One thing that surprises me, though, is why don't West Indies ever include Devendra Bishu in the 11? Instead, they bring on Ashley Nurse, who's hardly had any experience, whereas Devendra Bishu has been on the scene for as long as I can remember. But still, for some reason, they pick Ashley Nurse over Devendra Bishu. There's probably got to be some beef against Devendra Bishu there, because he is a way better spinner than Ashley Nurse, who just got hit all around the park today. Anyways, moving on to the final news of the day, the England Ashes squad of 16 was announced today, and let me just go to that article. In the meantime, tomorrow we've got two matches, which is South Africa against Bangladesh and Pakistan against Sri Lanka. So here's the squad: Joe Root, Alastair Cook, Mark Stoneman, Darwin Milan, Gary Balance, James Vince, Moeen Ali, Mason Crane, Johnny Bairstow, Stuart Broad, James Anderson, Jake Ball, Craig Overton, and the final three, wait for this, Ben Foulkes, Ben Stokes, and Chris Wokes. The commentators are definitely going to have a nightmare out there. Foulkes, Stokes, and Wokes. Anyways, putting that aside, surprise over here is not including Alex Hales, who is, I think, in the prime of his career. And instead, you give someone like, I don't know, David Milan or Mark Stoneman, or probably even Gary Balance. Gary Balance hasn't played in a long time. He hasn't had a good performance in a long time, rather. Whereas Mark Stoneman and David Milan are pretty new onto the scene. They don't have a lot of test cricket experience at the international level. So Alex Hales would have definitely made the cut. That could hurt England's chances. But the Ashes is still 2 months away, so that is a long way away. Anyways, that's all there's there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and see you tomorrow. Yalla, bye.